Thanks for listening to the Revival Today podcast with evangelist Adalys Shuttlesworth. To stay connected, check us out on Facebook and Instagram or online at revivaltoday.com. Now, here's evangelist Adalys.
Hey, hey, hey. It's been a while. And my, oh my, things have changed since the last time I was with you. Things have drastically changed. Listen, I hope you guys aren't freaking out. I'm just reading currently a message from my daughter's teacher, and she ain't going back to school until after Easter break. Hi, Brother Al. He's watching. After Easter break. What is that? I don't even know when Easter break is. Hold on, I'm gonna tell you right now. Okay, so today is the 24th of March. Easter break done be the 12th. The 12th. Ben, my daughter's not going to school until after the 12th of April. So they extended it, what, two more weeks? I'm okay with that. I've actually had loads of fun. And if you don't know, we have a whole bunch of free things available at themightyseries.com /activities. There, we're posting our flip books. The Mighty Series is free. If you want to read them to your children every night before they go to bed, I would advise in this time of quarantine, when you locked up in your own house, to get into the Word like you've never gotten into the Word before. And all of these resources, they're yours for the taking. They're so easy to use. You just open that page up and boom. And we also have a free coloring book. We have activity pages. And we have, what do we have? Oh, we have the coloring book. Did I say the coloring book already? Okay, I said the coloring book. But we have brand new pages for the Esther coloring book. So there's going to be, we're going to be releasing, not all together, the Esther coloring book, just page by page of the Esther coloring book. So if you want to do that, tag us. Let us see what you're doing. TheMightySeries.com. And tag us on Instagram, Mighty God, Mighty Me, or Mighty Series, whatever our name is on Instagram. Don't remember at this point. I don't have enough coffee running through my veins, and I know it's 11, but I also started dinner yesterday at 11 p.m. It's like, what time is it? We don't even know. There's no gauge to anything anymore. I don't have to be up at 6. I can be up, you know, whenever. I'm quarantined. Some of y'all are going to the office in your underwear. We don't know anymore. We don't know what's happening. But it's great. I feel like I'm on summer vacation. Cooking dinner. I done opened my garage door. Aunt Nancy, I opened my garage door at 10:30 and I started smoking a chicken. Let me tell you, that's what I did yesterday at 10:30. And that stupid chicken wouldn't cook until about 11:30. And let me tell you, smoking chicken on the Traeger is a lot more difficult than what it seems. I thought it was going to be just easy peasy, but I done overcooked the heck out of that chicken. But you can't play with salmonella. I am not going to be a report, you know, a wife kills evangelist, not by corona, but by salmonella. It's not happening today. So I had to cook that thing. I had to smoke it. And you know what? It was good, but it wasn't worth the hassle. Yeah. Can somebody say hi to her? She's...
I couldn't see anybody. Any even shadows. Oh, there it is. There's a screen there now.
I'm so happy that your daughter loves the Mighty Series. I've also posted a couple of other things. ICM Kids, which is Iglesia Cristiana Misericordia.
Say that.
Don't even try to spell it out. Just write ICM Kids. They posted up these videos, you know, and it's so good. It's got, you know, it's so deep. It's deep. It's not some cutesy. John 3:16 says, even though we love that scripture, but it's deeper than that. It's deeper than that. I want you to check that out, ICM Kids. But anyway, we are talking today about not going backwards, because I am not going backwards.
Moving ahead.
I was waiting for it. I'm not going backwards. And I know in this time of uncertainty, you feel like giving up, some of you, because of the madness that's out in the world. Listen, now's not the time to do that. No, no, pow pow. This is going to be a little pow pow lesson.
Wait, so what's the title here? Is not going backwards. Okay, yeah. You know, I think in some areas, I'm not going to lie, I'm going to have to go backwards. Like my breakfast, I made the most amazing breakfast for the girls today. Waffles with fresh fruit, raspberries, strawberries, blueberries.
We're coming out of this flying high.
No facts. And then I did a what? Yeah, that's right. A yogurt parfait.
Broski.
Okay.
I smoked a chicken and made banana bread yesterday.
You made banana bread?
All in the same day.
I was going to make, it's not, what's her name again? The one that says T. Whale, the blonde.
Barefoot
chef.
Contessa.
Not she's blonde. She.
Don Johnson.
Nope. This is the
Debbie Gibson,
not your mama's banana pudding. I was gonna make it yesterday, but
Paula Deen.
Thank you.
Dag nabbit. I wish you were there yesterday. We were trying to like Paula come up Deen. With her name.
She came out. She has this recipe for not your something like not your average banana pudding, and it'll rock your face off. I'm gonna tell you what
it?
We're gonna. That's why today I'm gonna be setting up that gym. Because I got to.
I'm on my bike, yo. This you waist, catch me on my bike.
My hips don't lie. You know? But seriously, so I'm going to make that this afternoon. So I'm excited about that. But, you know, am I going to have the luxury of, you know, the way that I cook is like, this could be the last supper. Everyone's going to eat well. You know, everyone's gonna
Jesus
well.
Could come back. You live that for the day.
That's
huh? Right. You're living it to the max.
Within reason, of course, but yes.
I feel that. I feel that. Can you not?
I'm sorry, but this is mad hairy and nasty.
Let me get that. Because sometimes the fuzzies stick on my lipstick, yeah. And I don't really appreciate that.
Tony Archuleta just say, hey, they make meat thermometers for that. Do you have a meat thermometer?
I did have one.
And what
Tony?
Happened? But what was happening?
The thing was the internal temperature of it. Maybe I was sticking it too like far into the chicken, but it wasn't reading 165.
It was like lower than that?
160. Mama don't play.
Oh. Wow.
With salmonella.
Yeah. That's fine. Look, Natalie Dolph did her own nails. I've been doing my own nails too.
Yeah, I'm like, telling you, self-care.
It's interesting what you can live without in these days. You the other day I like was like kind of a little panicky and I told Abel, I was like, what are we gonna do? We can't go bowling, we can't go to the movies.
Yo, I know. I'm like, why can't, like, I want to do something fun with Camila. We have time off and I can't do anything. We should be at the zoo. We should be at the museum. And then I thought to myself, when was the last time I went to the zoo?
When was the last time I went to bowling? Was in 2016. Okay. But for whatever reason, I wanted to go bowling because I didn't have the option to go bowling. But, you know, you just make
no, you just you want what you don't have.
You want what you don't have.
And so it's interesting because I posted this meme and it says before Corona and everybody's inside with their phones and then after Corona and everybody's outside.
Isn't that a fact?
Or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like, what's happening?
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, whatever's happened, it's marked people.
It certainly has.
And it's just, it's not going to be the same. And I'm not saying, I didn't mention it, not going backwards. You know, for that reason, like, it's just, we're marked, we're changed.
Yeah.
But a little bit. We are, there's change. Change is good.
It's the end
believe
of the
world,
as we know it. Look at your earrings.
They're little popsicles. I'm trying to bring in the warm weather, but it didn't work. Because I done step outside and I was like, what is happening?
It was mad cold outside.
So we are talking today about not going backwards. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm here to encourage you, believe it or not. I'm here to encourage you. You know, in this time where you are quarantined, you know, it leaves too much space for you to think. Well, and yeah. If you're not in faith, you are not going to think right thoughts.
Correct.
And so you have to really be careful in this time of quarantine where you're not working, you're not watching sports, you're not, I mean, you have to be very careful what you meditate on, what your mind is dwelling on. Listen, I know that there's a lot of you following me that know all about Q. And you know, lots of us spend plenty of hours. Just it's a rabbit trail, isn't it?
A lot of people watching know about Q. If you know about Q, could you just do a hand emoji? Because I don't think a lot of people know.
I think you're wrong.
All right, let's wait for the hand emojis. But continue.
And you know, you get into what I'm saying is like conspiracy theories and stuff, and like what's really happening. And then all of a sudden, it's 6 a.m. and you're like, What is this? You know, I need you to take a step back. I need you to be in faith. I need you to have eyes of faith. I wanted to call this Vision 2020.
Okay.
Because I want you to have a new set of eyes for what's about to transpire in your life, about what's about to come to pass in your life. Because I can tell you right now, hand, what is Q?
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Q. See, What is Q?
But yes, it's Belinda. It's just like the letter Q. But anyways, it's a whole bunch of conspiracy theories. So a lot of people don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. So anyways, a conspiracy theory. Lots of people do though.
There's just like a bunch of ideas in the internet about like, there's like, this is a smokescreen for something larger. And that's where I will leave it.
Exactly. So lots of people still do. Thank you. So anyway, I want you to have eyes for the future. Now, I know a lot of you have a tendency to lose faith in a time where there's lots of uncertainty, lots of questions, and you're like, what is going to happen? I've got a business. It's at my 401k is, you know, it's dropped 30%. What the heck is happening? And there's lots of questions. But the thing you have to convince yourself of is that you're not going backwards. You will never go backwards. What we do with the children that we feed, what?
Someone just asked about the radio update.
Oh, no, we ain't getting there. We aren't going there yet.
Actually, I have an update. So they've been canceling. They canceled your vacation the week before. You know how Camila has school vacation. The school didn't cancel school vacation. It's still on. Okay. So I was like, great, vacation's still on for that week. The week before Easter. The week the weekend after Easter is Radiance. So the hotel called us, said we're canceling all of April hotels. And then Radiance Hotel called us and said, we just got a, basically from headquarters, and they said that you can only meet in a room with up to 50 people. Up to 50 people. So on one of the nights, we had 150 people last year. So
Sandy's going to be there. So if Sandy brings all of her sisters, that's 200 people.
That's 150 right
there. So that can happen.
So what I told the girls, which is still, it's still contingent, Laura. This is basically, we're just kind of like, she didn't even know anything about it. But I'm giving you the rundown just in case that you're signing up for Radiance. So what we're in the works of doing right now is limiting every room to 50 people, but getting like 3 rooms with TV screens. And then if you want to lay hands on people or whatever, then we can.
Okay.
But as of now,
it's still on.
Radiance is on like Donkey Kong.
Thank you. Snails.
Yes.
Snails. Listen, that's fantastic news. I thought they were going to cancel it. I thought you had bad news, but I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
So what was I saying? I don't know.
Well, you know, It's just very important to, you know, just kind of like stick with the plan. And
were you paying attention? Because I didn't say that. Okay, so Radiance is still on. Great.
No, so you were saying about Q, you know? And so,
no, I wasn't.
Yes, you were. We were talking about Q. Then we asked everybody if they knew about Q.
Girl, you're like, you checked out after I said that stuff about Q. It's obvious. So anyway, I don't want you in that mindset of what's going to happen, what's going to happen. I'm going to lose everything. What's going to happen? And you start looking, you know, back and saying like, man, those were the good old days. I saw somebody, again, lots of time to be on the internet.
Oh, God.
I saw one of the, an actor who will remain nameless. And he just went on and doing what actors do most, being so dramatic. It's a he. And he just started crying. And he was like,
oh, yes.
I'm not crying for me. I'm crying for my children. I'm crying that they're not going to have normalcy again. And I was like, the devil is a liar. No, I am. I am not going there. I am not going there. And that's why I titled this Not Going Backwards, because I'm not moving back. There's no agenda that can take place. There's no demonic force, because that's what this is.
Yes, yes.
It's a demonic attack on the world, on its people. Yes. And if you think for a second that I'm moving back,
no,
you got something coming.
Yes.
Okay? Because I'm not moving back. We support 1,000 kids a day eating. Do you think that I'm going to negate those children food because there's hardship in the land? The answer to that is hell to the no. Hell no. The gates of hell no.
Well,
it ain't happening. Well, I'm not going back. And see, if you think this, if you think that you have to have a mindset of famine in a time of famine, you're losing. You're losing.
Well, I think that's the most important part is to change your mindset.
Well,
during these times,
vision.
It's vision.
2020.
It's that there's that clarity that comes by reading the Word of God. And these aren't, you know, we've been seeing Psalm 91 in everybody's. You know, feed. Everybody's feed.
Yes.
But it's not like this incantation, like, you know, like we're just going to spray the Holy Ghost. And then all of a sudden it's either.
Did you listen to my thing?
You, I did.
Okay.
Or it's not, you know, so it's.
You either have it or you don't.
You either have
and
it
or if
you
you're a believer, you have it. So you have to believe it.
And you got to tap into it.
You got to tap into it. And that's the thing. That's the thing. Most people don't believe that they have it.
Right.
So they start panicking and they start throwing scripture. And they start confessing scripture. But it's not your confession that's going to see results. It's your profession. You need to make this a professional thing. It's what you do. It's right. Not just what you say.
Although what you say is very important.
Very important. Now, because what you say could negate everything you do.
But what you say has to line up with what you believe.
What you do. What you do, because faith always moves.
Correct.
So I don't.
This
if you
kind
want
of like collide
to see exactly
of like what I believe is what I say and it's what I do.
Because of like what people don't understand is that religion isn't in the atmosphere. Religion, true religion, the only true religion, right?
Yeah, yes.
Knowing Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And understanding that he does a change on the inside of you that people can see here on the earth. So you bring that what's in the spirit into the natural.
Right.
And there are things, your behavior, your words, and your mindset, all of those things changed or change when you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life.
Yeah.
So it's something that has to transpire.
Which is why the Bible talks about
the
true religion is, you know, taking care of the widow, feeding the poor. It's just, it's all actions.
And it's interesting. What's the greatest command? And he said, love the Lord your God. Mm-hmm. But I have one as equally as important to this. And it's love your brother.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, so what does that reflect? It reflects how you treat people.
Right.
Because if, you know, the Bible even says, how are you going to say that you love me and then you hate your brother?
Right.
You're a liar. You're a hypocrite. So all of these are all, they're all cues as to like what you're doing with your life. What you're doing, Ram's not back there. What you're doing with your life And so in this time where you're just thinking a lot, I want you to think, I'm not going backwards. I'm going to continue moving forward. If I experienced the best, you know, 2 months of this year, because everybody's saying like on, I've read it on Instagram, I canceled 2020 because it just has been such a horrible year. There's still a lot of months left.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
The devil meant for harm, God will turn to something good, and this will be the greatest year.
Just think about perspective. I get that a lot of people are hurting and suffering, but there's a lot of people that aren't. A lot. Okay? A lot. So it's like it's all these people are just shaken up because they have to live in their beautiful homes or stay indoors, work from home, spend time with the family, eat these amazing dinners, take a walk in the park. I mean, life is still pretty darn good.
Oh, it's very good.
For a lot of us.
It's very good. And so you can't lose sight of where you're going. It's not time to look backwards, and it's not time to think that you are gonna be going backwards.
Right.
Whatever you've given, and I petitioned that early on because, you know, we all have a tendency to fear. Mm-hmm. I was not exempt from that.
Yeah.
Like I still had like, oh my, like, you know, I give a certain amount. Is that gonna dry up?
Right.
Like it, and I was like, wait a minute, no. And that scripture came, I give seed to the sower.
Yeah.
So I will always have seed to plant in the ground because okay. God is my provider, not man, not the government, not the system. I'm not holding on to what I can see, what I can feel. I'm holding on to the promises of God, which are perfect and they're eternal. So I cling on to that. And so in doing that, you think, I have a set amount of what I give to my church and the offering, and I'm not dipping down. I'm not going to be like at the end of this year, well, I had to cut back. Heck no, that is not going to happen. I'm not making plans for that. I have eyes of faith, and I'm holding on to what I see in the future. It might not happen. It might not be happening at the moment, but I know where I'm going. And so you have to understand the eye is to the body what vision is to faith. And naturally what you look at, you move towards. You ain't, when you walk, you're not walking backward, right?
Right.
You move to where there's clarity. You move to where you can see something.
That's good.
And so that's exactly what vision does with your faith. I we talked about faith a lot yesterday. And its importance and how you, whatever, I listed a whole bunch of things, 4 different points. But faith really works in tandem with the vision that you have placed before you. Mm-hmm. And that vision comes from the word of God. Jeremiah 1:11 and 12 says, "The word of the Lord came to me." What do you see, Jeremiah? I mean, just hold on. I'm getting ministered. The word of the Lord came to me. What do you see, Jeremiah? I see the branch of an almond tree, I replied. And the Lord said to me, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. Ooh. Let me read that again. What do you see, Jeremiah? And that's what God is asking everybody right now.
Yeah.
What do you see? Because if you don't have the eyes to perceive the blessing, it'll never come to pass in your life. If all you see is darkness, yeah, gloom, we're all gonna die, panic, millions will, no. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, and in serving God, we're in covenant with him and there's protection. I don't have to fear. I don't have to sling snot. All I have to do is rest in God's presence, knowing that he has everything worked out for my good because I love him. What do you see? And he said, I see the branch of an almond tree. And the Lord said to me, you've seen correctly. So there's actually something that you can see that is right and something that you can see that is very wrong. And if it's not something that's birthed out of faith, it's wrong. I don't care if it's real as my phone, as real as the information that I'm reading, that's really bad. I don't cling on to what I see in the natural. I cling to what the promises of God are. That which makes me full of faith. That which makes me full of hope. That which gives me vision. And you know what God is saying? You've seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. If you think that this is overwhelming God in heaven, you don't know who God is.
Yes.
He's saying, this is so cute. This is child's play. Ha ha, funny. And you know what he's saying? He's looking down at you and he's saying, don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about the things that are happening around you globally. I am seeing to it that my word is fulfilled in your life. He's seeing, he's watching to make sure it's completed over your life.
You know what's fun, interesting is that I started getting a little panicky, like I had said earlier in the broadcast, and the Lord said, don't be one of the 12 spies. And I just, that hit me like a ton of bricks.
Oh.
Like, your perspective is everything, and you could miss it. You can absolutely miss it. So I, you know, in everything, you know, assessing the land, seeing the good, seeing the plenty, instead of looking at the giants, seeing that there's a land flowing with milk and honey.
Isaiah 43:9-10 says, for I'm about to do something new. See, I've already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a path through the wilderness and I will create rivers in the dry wasteland.
Amen.
And that's another thing. God is saying, don't you see it?
Yeah.
You got to see it.
You got to see it.
You need to see it.
Yeah.
You need to see the deliverance of the people.
That's right.
In order to part the water.
There's something more to this.
There's
for the body of Christ.
Absolutely. And it's wonderful.
Yes.
And if you have the eyes to see it, you'd be excited. I was driving and I was like, I feel excitement here, not here. Like here.
Yes.
And I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
And it's because God is doing something phenomenal. And you know who it favors?
Who? Us.
His kids. So I don't ever have to worry about, you know, how am I going to, like, will Camila ever have normalcy again? Well, you know, because those are our tendencies is like, what's going to happen to my kids?
Right.
What's going to happen? Wait a minute. I belong to the Lord.
Yeah.
It's like, is Ivanka Trump wondering where her next meal is coming from?
No.
She's the president's daughter. She's going to be well taken care of.
And
she's got bodyguards.
Amen.
And how much more do we have available to us in the spirit?
Yeah, because we are heirs according to the promise.
Well, so you need to focus and fix your eyes, not on the back, not on things behind us, not on, this is going to be bad, not on what the news will tell you. Hello, quit watching the news. That's a good start.
Amen.
Freaking crap news. I'll tell you what, fake news. They should just say crap news. Crap, it's crap. And if you don't think that they're trying to like, put panic and fear.
I always wondered why people, you know, this is the reason why I get excited is because I'm going to try to explain this the best I can. Every story that I read in the Bible, there was a trial before the victory.
Yes.
And there was something, a pressing and a really,
proving. You got to prove it.
Yeah.
Prove
there's that like
faith.
Refining.
Yes.
And most of the stories, all of the stories that are mentioned here are like situations of life and death. And I think that going through this, there's perspective that you gain because there's really nothing that has ever really happened in our lifetime, at least, of this caliber where it was like, man, this could potentially go like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Around here. So you start thinking about the things that you have. You start thinking about the freedoms and the luxuries that you have. And then you start realizing that they really all are vanity. It's all really nothing
right.
If you don't have the Lord.
Absolutely.
So it's just I'm so like grateful
to
know God.
That to me is like part of the great awakening.
Yeah.
Is for people coming because if you're so inundated with the busyness of life and basketball and hockey and you miss it.
You
listen, this isn't Adolf Hitler's playbook.
But
I mesmerize the people with what's happening, movies and celebrities and sports. And now those people are the ones that are speaking to our generation.
Yeah.
Now they're canceled.
Facts.
And what? Who do you have speaking to you now? It all comes into clarity. It all comes into
like Elijah with the widow and her child. I'm gonna make. I have a little bit of flour left, and I'm gonna make bread. And he and I are gonna die.
Yeah.
Those kinds of stories really just kind of come to the forefront of your spirit, and you're like, wow, she had provision. Wow. You know, it's almost, you have like this new reality. The scripture becomes real to you during these times. I mean, it's not like it wasn't real, but you know, you can actually, it's a little bit more tangible.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's just, it's fantastic.
And so, vision is what sets a goal for your faith. That's what vision does. It sets a goal. We all like to talk about vision boards and all that kind of stuff. And that's what you should be doing. Make time, because you got nothing but time in these next days, mm-hmm. to make a vision board.
Yes.
Set the vision before you.
It's so important.
This is the house that we want. We're still going
to
buy it.
It's so important to visualize yourself. If you're going through the thick of it, to visualize yourself outside of this pandemic.
Right.
You have to start visualizing yourself taking that vacation in September, probably, because it's going to have to be pushed back a little bit. it's, you know, visualize yourself, you know, golfing again, whatever the case may be.
Whatever.
It's so integral for your mind to go there.
Make a vision board for your children.
Yes.
Make a vision board so that they know where they're going. Why? Because the vision connects your present to the future.
Yes.
And if there's no future involved, then there's no hope. And people that are hopeless... Not only are they miserable, they become desperate.
They do crazy things.
And so we are not that type of people. We are not going to lose hope in a time where it seems like hope is gone. No, we cling to the things of the future. We claim the promises of God for our lives, and we begin to meditate on it and see the reality of those things coming to pass in our lives. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So people... what they end up doing is they focus way too much on what they see in the present, that they negate the power of having the eyes for the future.
Yeah.
So what you do right now, and this is okay. I want you to not feel bad about this. I don't want you to feel bad about this, but you do have a natural tendency to allow what's around you to dictate to you where you're headed. All of a sudden, you had plans of success. You had plans to go here and there and just dreams. Oh, you had dreams. And then all of a sudden, those dreams came crashing down. And all of a sudden, you're like in this hoarder's mode.
Yeah.
Kofi says, what you believe, you are empowered to see, and what you see, you are empowered to become.
Amen.
Absolutely. And so you have to not give up on those dreams. You can't make a plan B. All of a sudden now we're all just like, oh no, we got to scrape by. Forget about that. Let's just try to survive. You're playing this survival mode. Everything is changed. All of a sudden, all those thoughts like, oh, I thought I was going to take so-and-so to Disneyland, and now that'll never, you know, all of these plans, like they don't fall to the wayside. Pick those dreams back up, begin to focus on it, begin to see yourself, and you will be empowered to become those things.
Well, this is just another, you know, it really has everything to do with the spies. I mean, like if we read Numbers 13, let me just read it real quick. We entered the land you sent us to explore, and indeed it's bountiful country, land flowing with milk and honey. Here's the kind of fruit it produces. And then they came back with some honking fruit. But the people living there are powerful, and their towns are large and fortified. We even saw giants there and the descendants of Anak. The Amalekites live in the Negev, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites live in the hill country. The Canaanites live along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea and along the Jordan Valley. But Caleb tried to quiet the people because, of course, they're going into panic. Let's go at once and take the land. That's what looking at the present. If you focus on the present, this is the fruit of that, is that God will say, you're not even allowed to come into the promised land because of your bad report. You need to have the eyes, even during, because guess what? Caleb and Joshua, they saw the giants. They saw the Amalekites. They saw all of these people. But what did they take out of it?
It's a land for us. We need to take it at once. So we just pray that today, that's your vision, that you switch it up. You start looking at the promises that this time affords us.
Because, you know, and you're compelled to do one of the two things, either you fall in that category of the majority, unfortunately, major majority.
That gets shunned from the promised land. That has to be said.
Yeah.
Because there are repercussions. It's not like, well, I mean, this is just the reality that we're living in, McAllis. I have anxiety attacks. You know, I'm just seeing the things for what they really are right now.
Right.
This is the problem with that.
Yeah.
You will get shunned from your promised land.
Absolutely. And that's not to me, that's a non-negotiable.
I want to go to the promised land.
I don't play when it comes to fear and anxiety and its power to negate the promises of God in my life. You can go scratch.
Facts.
You can go, I will fight for my peace.
But I think
I will fight for my joy.
It is very black and white. If you want to choose to report the present and you want to report the giants of the land and all of the enemies that are surrounding you, you block off the promises of God for your life.
Well, the thing that I recognize that story as well is the fact that the 10 spies, like when they give the evil report, it was like, we're doomed.
And
the end.
Well, here's the Bible says that it's, you know, the word of God, which is God. God said it was an evil report.
Yes.
He didn't say it was a false report.
Right.
He just said that y'all picked out the worst of the land.
Yeah.
And because of that, it's evil and wicked.
Right.
And it defiles you, and therefore you are shut off from the blessing.
Ouch.
I didn't say that, the Bible.
But you know, they came back with an evil report, and they didn't have anything. See, this is what that mentality will do. When you don't have eyes of faith to see God's promises, And to move towards that direction, what you end up doing is you go backwards. And then in going backwards,
We're always moving.
Die.
Guys. Yeah,
you're going back to captivity.
Facts.
So it's interesting to me that they came up with this incredibly, like, you know, horrible situation. We're but grasshoppers in their eyes. We know what they... So all of a sudden, they were telepathic. They knew what the enemy was thinking about that they were little grasshoppers. And you know what?
Yeah.
The story ended there. It wasn't like, all right, let's go to a different... There was never a resolution. There was never a resolve when it came to the negativity. There was only doom. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, we're all gonna die. And you know what happened to them? They all died. Because God was so fed up with that evil report, because a time after time, God came through for them and they saw the miracles and they saw the wonders. And he said, and you know what? I'll let you die exactly how you've created it in your mind. Mm-hmm. What you see, you'll become. So what where you're headed to, listen, they weren't headed to anywhere good and they died in the wilderness. Some of them got swallowed up by the ground. Because that's in their minds, that's what they thought, that's what they were going to do and where they were going to go. And that's exactly where they went. And so it makes it whatever you set your eyes upon, whatever you set your mind, to go, that's exactly where you will go. Your footsteps will follow that. Absolutely. And so it's interesting. They didn't have anything. And that's what hopelessness does.
Yeah.
That's what fear does. It holds you captive to fear, unable to do jack diddly squat.
Because a lot of people, they don't choose to see how this affects even the Lord by you repeating all of the negativity and you succumbing to this dark place. Reading further, now we're at Numbers 14. And the Lord said to Moses, how long will these people treat me with contempt? Lord, have mercy.
I looked that up.
Will disdain. They never
That's
believe me?
That's what that word
me?
Means, disdain.
Will they never believe me, even after all the miraculous signs I have done among them? How many things has God done for us?
And God, honestly,
amen
when you do fear,
there.
God looks at it in that manner. Like, how can you say that I don't exist?
How about all the things that I took you out of?
Come to me with hatred in your heart towards me. That's what he's pretty much saying.
I will disown them and destroy them with a plague. That's a little bit fitting for these times.
I will make you into
a nation greater and mightier than they are. But do you see the other side of it? It's basically like these people are going to have exactly what they say.
Absolutely.
Is what he's saying. You're going to have, you want to worry about a plague that's going to come after you. Guess what? It's going to come after you because that's how you believe.
Look at, this is what contempt means. I've read it before. The act of despising, the act of viewing or considering and treating as mean, vile, and worthless. Disdain, hatred of what is mean or deemed vile. So you actually, when you treat God with contempt by the evil projection, by the evil report, you're actually saying, God, you're worthless. And your approach to him is with disdain and hatred. I don't want to be in that camp. I'm telling you what. I don't want to be in that camp. And listen, I am sounding the alarm. Yeah. Y'all better wake up out there. Y'all better wake up. This isn't fun fair, like Bishop Oyedepo says. This is warfare. And so if you don't understand the time and the season, this is an attack in the spirit just as much as it is an attack in the natural. And so what are you going to do? Are you going to side with the 10 evil spies, or are you going to move in the direction that Joshua and Caleb did? Because guess what? It takes you moving in that direction, right? The 10 enemies, they just were doomed. No plan of action, just we're all going to die. Let's freak out and panic. And they did. And you know what? It didn't turn out so well for them. But the other two, faith has eyes of in direction. There's direction when it comes to faith. Listen, this might be not such a good scenario, but God is going to give me eyes for the future, and he's going to give me a way where there was no way.
Amen. We believe that.
He's going to make every crooked path straight. Yes. He's going to level every mountain, and we're going to walk through this thing as easy, as quickly as it came, it'll pass. You know, you got to start saying and declaring the word of God and having eyes for the future. Mm-hmm. You know what's interesting to me? In this time where there's companies shutting down, restaurants shutting down, the creativity and the innovation of people is enough for you to believe and understand that there really is a God and he has our back.
Yeah.
Because if you really tune in and say, wait a minute, what can we do? What can we do to capitalize from this situation? Okay. Our doors are closed, but there's another way. How can we serve the community in this way? I'm thinking about a restaurant in Chicago, and he's like a Michelin star rated, one of the top 50 world restaurants or whatever. And his restaurant had to be closed. You know what he started doing? Beef Wellington. Beautiful Beef Wellington. He's like, I'm not going to dumb the excellence down. We'll just make a to-go menu. So he's created, I think, like hundreds of these. It's just one staple thing. Everybody, it's just you get into the assembly line and you make it, and it's the most beautiful thing. And to me, that's innovative. To me, that's very intelligent. In the time where there's famine and war, God will give you an idea. He'll give you a vision to come out of this unscathed and better than before. Yeah. You need to believe that today. And if you don't have eyes of faith to see it, then you'll miss it. You'll miss some of the greatest, opportunities to arise. I'm telling you, it's so interesting here in this ministry. The last week, the projections came in for our finances, and they were better. They were in a time of crisis, they were better. Do you know what that is? That's a miracle. And why is that? Because we never said, this is going to be really hard. Please give everybody. We don't even know. You sustain us. Your gifts to us is what makes this minute. We never said that. We said we're commissioned by God. And if we're commissioned by God, he keeps this thing going. And then people just give like crazy, just crazy. You know, it's insane.
Let me remind you, Psalm 1. This is a good one to read all day today. So if you're taking notes, go to Psalm 1. Follow along with us as you are in quarantine. Follow along with us. Open up the book to the book of Psalm, chapter 1. Here you go. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with the sinners, or join in with the mockers.
but they delight in the law of the Lord, yes, meditating on it day and night. They are like this trees medicine. Planted along the riverbank, yes, bearing fruit in each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. That's you. That's me. We prosper in all we do. You could just take your name and put it right in there. Megalis is like a tree planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit in each season. Her leaves never wither, and she prospers in everything she does. Come on, somebody.
I love it. I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord. That's like medicine.
That is medicine.
I love the word.
Yes.
I don't know if that didn't soothe your spirit.
It's medicinal. Let me tell you what. Oh, the joys. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked. Mm. Have we been doing that? Have we been following the advice of the wicked? Panic!
You really scared me. That's
the advice of the wicked.
No,
are we just gonna live right here?
I'm gonna plant myself right there in God's mercy.
All
and
the
goodness,
joys,
and you will see my leaves will never wither, and they will bear forth prosper. Much fruit. They will prosper.
That's your story. And that's my story.
Yes, come it on, is my story, somebody. And it certainly is yours as well. Look at what Mark 4:24 says.
Yeah.
Look this up in the Message Bible, can you?
I can't. I don't have my phone.
Okay, up yours. Then he said to them, take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. Why? Because what you hear is actually going to catapult you into the next level. Mm-hmm. And if God can trust you with his word, and he can trust the fact that you will be obedient and you'll take heed to what he has to say, much more will be given. He can trust you. And you know, this is such a wonderful time to be alive, to be a part of the body of Jesus Christ, because now all of these things, we can be tried in the fire and come out unscathed, and God can give us more. He can do more with the little that we have. And I'm not talking about finances. I'm talking about everything. Us. Like, these are opportunities where we can make our faith come alive, and we can come out of this thing better than ever.
That's right.
Listen, here's Deuteronomy 28:12 says, you shall lend to many nations and never borrow. See, the fact of the matter is that if you see somebody that isn't moving, somebody that's hopeless, and somebody who's just waiting for the next handout, just waiting for the government to come on by and help me out, it's because they are void of vision. There is no vision to take them out of the mess that they're in. Because I'll tell you what, vision is a really good motivator. Vision will get you up in the morning. Vision will give you new stamina. Vision will give you power. Vision empowers your faith. And your faith in God is what brings strength. It renews your strength. It renews your energy. And so never lose sight of what's about to transpire. What are the promises of God? That's why I read to you Deuteronomy 28:12. I've been looking at that scripture since I was 15. I came across it and I was like, is that really in the Bible? I'm going to take that. I don't know why. And you know what? I never really believed it. I was like, that doesn't lend to many nations. You know what that means, to have to lend to many nations? Are you kidding? But now in this time of uncertainty, I'm starting to think, I can see that. I can see that I can lend to many nations and never have to borrow. I can see that. I can picture myself. But the truth of the matter is, when I was 15 years old, I didn't really think that was possible. But you know, what ended up happening is I kept with it. I kept declaring it over my life. I keep saying it. Do I have money enough to lend to many nations? No, not yet. But I believe it. And so it's interesting that that's what the word of God empowers you to do. All of a sudden, where you thought you weren't going to make it, you're making it. Where you thought this isn't really true, all of a sudden it becomes truth. And then you're like, no, this is available to me. This is what I am. See, because a lot of you have come into this ministry, maybe somebody invited you to a meeting. Somebody shared this broadcast and you just tuned in and you didn't agree with 98% of the things that were flowing out of our mouths. Because you're like, who are, but it just feels good. I don't know why I like it when Jonathan yells at me, but I don't get it. but I like it and I'll tune in back tomorrow. I don't fully agree with the fact that God is our healer, but I'll tune in tomorrow and the next day and the next day after that. And then lo and behold, you're months in it. And all of a sudden what changes? What you say begins to change because you've been so saturated in the word of God that it does something to you. His mm-hmm. word changes your mind. His word compels you to become what he says is available to you. If he says that you can lend to many nations and never borrow it, all of a sudden that was like totally out of touch. And all of a sudden, the more you're in it, the more you saturate it, yourself with it, the more you read about God prospering you in a time of famine, you're like, no, this is me. This is me. And you know what stops is the I'm poor. Now we're really poor. No, you don't allow those things to come out of your mouth when you know the promises of God, and the promises of God become one in your life, in your mind, in your heart, in your vision. That's what the power of God has the power to do. So I'm in this time of famine. What in this time of famine? In this time of quarantine, what a privilege it is to have extra Bible study time. And some of y'all looking at me like I'm crazy, like we didn't have Bible study. Now's the time. Jump into it. This is what matters most right now. And if you don't have eyes to see where you're going, you'll stay back. And I'm not saying like stay back, like from the, hopefully not. But you know, you move forward. This was never meant to harm you.
Or to take you out.
Or to take you out.
Or to cripple your business.
This was meant to catapult you. That's right. Look at these things as opportunities to increase.
That's it.
What about you?
Yes, I do. Amen.
Faith will always see outside of the natural realm.
Yes.
I'll say that again. Faith sees outside of what's natural. So even though at the time we were broke as a joke and it was Thanksgiving and we wanted to have a nice Thanksgiving for our family, we went to Michael's and we bought what we could.
Right.
And the stuff that we really wanted to buy that we couldn't afford, we'd say, we come back to you. Mm-hmm. Whenever I was at a toll booth, and it was the last cash that I had going through the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, paying $22.
It's crazy.
And thinking to myself, man, that's a $22. I didn't have another $20 bill.
Right.
I would hand that lady my $22 and perfect change. And I would tell her, there's more where that came from. And Jonathan taught me that.
Yeah.
It's like I'm not going to worry about what I have in my possession currently because I'm rich. God has made me rich. I'm not here. I'm not poor. Though my bank account may seem that I spent $32 on
whose
this
report. Whose
Red
report
Bull,
will you believe?
But I will believe the Come report on. Of the Lord, and I will lend to many nations.
It's
and never
not about
borrow.
Neglecting the present. It's not about neglecting facts, but it is about putting more emphasis on your future and what the Bible has to say about your future.
And being so inundated with its reality that it overflows into your reality.
And it overrides what's
so then all of a sudden they're like, are you sick? What did you call me? Like you get offended,
you
yo.
Do.
And that's like the greatness of the word.
I must say, this happened the other day. Anna was playing with Camila. This was just last night. And they're playing sick.
No, I don't. Mm-mm.
And they were doctors. And one of them was like, oh no, doc, she's dying. And I was like, shut up, Papa. God, have it.
Yeah,
I'm like that crazy.
No, she was.
I was like, you will not.
She was. She did the same thing with two dollies.
Yeah.
One time, and she was saying like, "Oh, are you feeling sick with two Barbies or whatever?" And I just leaned in over her, and she said, "But Jesus will heal you." She was 3 years old. She could barely talk. And I was like, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
right. Jesus mm-hmm. is our healer. Because I don't allow that
don't
thing.
Allow
you know,
that.
It's interesting. Like, right after Tosh was saved, my other sister, mm-hmm. she would tell me that like things just started changing in the atmosphere for her. She's like, things that were like normal just didn't become, they weren't normal anymore.
Right.
Because she made the commitment to serve Jesus, get in his word, and be inundated with the word, that now when people came over her house and started saying poo-poo, like, oh, I don't know how I'm gonna make it, I feel so sick, she was like, it would annoy me.
Yeah.
It would, it grates me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's like, it's the same story with a lot of people. A lot of people have the same story. I'm sick, I'm broke, I don't know how I'm gonna make it. And then you've put up with it, and you actually, you know, you open yourself up to those things.
Amen.
But all of a sudden you get the word of God on the inside of you, and your eyes change.
Yeah.
It's just different. Something changes, and you, why? Because you understand God's word is true and every man is a liar. So I don't care if in the natural I went $30 overdraft for a Red Bull. I am rich.
That has happened.
God is going to prosper me. I am faithful to the tithe. I am faithful to the offering, and I'm not giving this up.
Yeah.
I'm going to continue to sow seeds.
That's it.
Even though I really need it right now. Okay. I really, really desperately need it. I'm still going to sow. And I'm not doing it.
What a group of people to be giving during this time too.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving earlier there. It really just shows where people are. When the rubber meets the road, there's two kinds of people. They're the people that are like, stay home, you know, lock your kids, hide your kids, hide your wife, and fear. And then there's people like you guys that have just been, just look at the confession here.
Like spirits attract.
My whole outlook has changed. We had, thank you so much, Gita. Is it Gita? I like that name either. Gigi. But you see everything different. Linda. And there was someone else up here. Thank you, Anne. Anne Dunford just gave. She's the best.
I love Anne.
She's got the most beautiful daughters, too. Listen, there was somebody else. Can you scroll up? I wanted to read that for you. Keep going. Right there. Jodine.
I can't see that.
I have never been so strong in my faith. Every day I will get stronger in Jesus' name. I choose to live in faith, not in fear.
That's it.
I will bring into my life what I see and believe. To God be the glory.
Yay! That's how you should be talking every single daggone day.
Thank you,
Jodine. I don't care about what I say.
That blessed me.
If that a zillion people are out there with this thing. This ain't going to come near me. It's not going to kill me. This isn't going to do anything but catapult me into where I'm supposed to be going. Thank you.
Yeah.
20 years and 1 year. I still cling on to that vision of 2020. Yeah. What is going to happen this year is the cumulatively, I don't know how to say that
cumulatively.
Word.
Cumulatively.
20 years in 1 year.
You know what? Thank you for the reminder. I'm moving forward. I don't forgot.
I'm moving forward.
Not even gonna lie.
I am moving into a place where I couldn't have been, where it would have taken me 20 years of hustle to get to.
Well,
that's my year this year.
Come on, that's me.
That's 2020. That's my vision. That's where I'm headed.
That's me.
Are you coming with me?
That's you.
Are you coming with me?
That's me.
Are you coming with me?
That's you.
You better be.
I forgot about that.
And I'm telling you, that's why we got some crazy people following us.
Mm-hmm.
Like spirits attract. That's why the people that don't really like us, they don't last. Because most of y'all attack them anyway. We don't even have to attack. We don't have to address anybody. Y'all do it for us. But I'm just saying, like, there's a likeness. There's a deep calls on to deep. That's why y'all don't fear. That's why we're not saying, like, we're not hearing these people. Go into other... Okay, don't. There's some people.
Yes, Katarina.
That will attract those kinds of naysayers. Yeah. I don't see any negative report here. All I see is something that's, ooh, I feel good. Ooh, yeah, this is good. Amen.
Come on, Bali.
I feel it now more than ever. I've got faith. Hey, hey, hey.
Hallelujah. Look at that. Code 7. Yeah, is it Cody? Cody?
Yep.
Sorry, that's it's
from
it's
New funny. Hampshire.
But he just says, I was talking to my wife the other day about how every time I see the birds, it reminds me that God's going to provide for us.
What a sweet... About a thing.
Well, you little reminder. I'm going to tell you what, Cody. I'm going to think about that every single time that Robin tries to wake me up at 6 a.m. It's just a little indicator. I took a video of this. Have you seen the video?
You know what? Yes. You know what you should do?
The Robin, I shut my blinds, and the Robin apparently sees its reflection that early in the morning.
And it thinks
that it's a I don't know. I think it thinks but it starts pecking at my window. Mm. And it's not a light peck. It's mad loud.
It's mad loud. You know what I would do?
It starts arguing it with itself.
I would take, Walmart has BB guns.
No.
I would take that BB gun. I would take that Robin. Then I would stuff it and put it on my dresser. And then I can look at it.
No.
And be reminded that God clothes his children, but he gives sound sleep.
Okay.
To those that love him. Well, and no bird is going to knock me up out of that dead sleep.
Oh, that's good. Good, Janet. Yes, that's a good reminder. I've been young and old and never have seen the righteous beg for bread. Isn't that a fact? Come on.
That ain't going to be us, y'all. That ain't going to be us. This is our year. We declared it. We prayed and fasted about it.
That's what a reminder. 20 years
in
1 year.
I'll tell you what. We did 21 days of fast. You were part of that. We were praying in the spirit. We had no idea what was about to transpire.
No.
And God, that's why we prayed and we fasted.
And that's why we fasted. You know what? That when this all hit the fan, I thought to myself, that's it. I'm going to go on another 21 days of fast. And the Lord said, you did it.
Can I tell you?
You did it.
Can I tell you I was going to do that
and
too?
Because I was operating in fear.
I was going to do that too.
And the Lord said.
And God said, no, don't do it.
You've already
don't
did
do it. Enjoy the time with Jonathan. I'm going to tell you what.
The Lord
yo,
did that
that's
for us.
The word
the Lord
of the
did that
Lord.
For us.
Yes, he did.
So he
because
was setting
we did.
Us up.
He's setting us up.
He
yo.
Was setting us up. And I mean, not to be like.
Oh, I'm encouraged.
This person, but that was one of the hardest 21 day fasts that I've ever done in my life. I mean, I was hurting for certain. And, you know, things like, you know, free food every day. People were like, I just want to bless you. And I'm like,
here's a dozen donuts.
Yeah. And so anyway, it was pretty tough. But the Lord said, you did it already. And that is, you have to be proactive in your faith. And you always have to prepare for times like this. And how do you prepare? Fasting, praying, getting alone with God.
Katarina's running.
Katarina's running. Where'd she go?
Y'all, my six-year-old niece has been
memorizing Psalm 91 every night since January. And the little girl is full of faith for health and healing. Amen.
See, when we like, you know, have these things out there for you guys to join in on, it's not for like cutesy things. Like, mm-hmm. Now we can take a picture of us. Selfie, empty plate, day 13. We ain't about the, like, we're doing it because it's in a time. If you faint in the day of battle, it's because you're not prepared.
Look, God is saying that to everybody. Look, Stacy just said that literally was me. He was like, God really literally stopped me. And he was like, no.
Yeah. Because I don't want to do anything out of fear.
Never, ever, ever.
And we've already done our due diligence. I've done more than 21 day fasts throughout February.
Oh, fine.
And
March,
some of March.
Took the first 3 days.
Yes, we did. And so, you know, I'm we're all set, y'all. Now's the time. And if you missed it, it's not to give you a bow. Maybe it is a little pow-pow, but it's time for you to wake up and do pray.
I'll tell you
don't
what,
stop praying.
Because a lot of the people that are watching have children, they have spouses, and you have the power in your hands to turn things around for your family. So you can either continue to feed into the fear and the negativity, or you can just choose to say, this is going to be my year, 2020, 20 years of production in 1 year.
2020, I got eyes to see. Mm-hmm. I got that. There's the goodness of God is coming. The justice of the Lord. We are going to see it. I'm telling you, it's going to be a fantastic year. And y'all better buckle up. Y'all better enjoy the ride because it's going to be a great year for the children of God. While other people are flipping out, they're looking at you. They're looking at what you're going to say, what you're going to write, how you're going to respond to this. Because all of a sudden they're going to say, oh, your God isn't so great, huh? You lost your job. And all of a sudden you're like, I don't need that to sustain me. God sustains me. And you wait to see the new job position he opens up for me. I mean, start declaring
there
that.
There is something on the other side of that.
Yes, okay? There is.
I'm going to tell you what, there's always, when something is failing, something else
when
is
when there is a casting
increasing.
Down, there is also a lifting up.
And listen, if maybe you got, maybe they're downsizing, maybe that you were, you know, you don't have a job right now. Right now, CVS is hiring with a $500 bonus.
Aldi's is hiring.
Amazon is hiring. Shipt is hiring. Instagram.
DoorDash.
Instagram. Instacart is hiring because they need all of these people. And let me tell you, you make your own hours. It's a beautiful thing. Some people are going to experience this increase very quickly.
Yeah.
And this change.
So long as they have eyes of hope to see where to go, what to do.
God's got your back.
Because God is always going to give you a plan. Mm-hmm. So move in the direction of the plan and understand that this isn't going to take you out. This is something that's going to catapult you into greatness, into the future. But do you have eyes to see your future? Do you have eyes to know where it is that you're going?
Well, you gotta know. Cecilia just said this, okay? And I'm going to tell you what. I have only been hearing negative reports about this. So I am so excited to hear something like this from you. This is Cecilia. For 18 years of my oldest child, I've wanted to stay at home and homeschool my kids. Now I get to do it. Praise the Lord. I'm waking up early for prayer walks for every house on my street and redecorating my children's bedroom. All I could get done in 10 years of living at home. Looking forward to all the blessing. Agreed. I just literally...
New set of eyes.
Seriously.
New set of eyes.
There's a blessing.
Yeah.
In the time of famine, there's a blessing. Sam's and Walmart's are also hiring. Yes. McDonald's are hiring.
Come on, Jenna. What the devil meant for harm, God will turn it around
yes,
for you.
Yes, Jenna,
good.
Say it again.
You got to believe it. You need to believe it. You got to see yourself out of that. You got to see your family like walking out unscathed, better than ever. We are not going to get sick. We are not going to die. This isn't going to take us out.
This is
We're
your best
become
year.
Great. Hey, this is going to be my best
this
year.
Is your best
this
year.
Is my best year. I'm walking in my best year. This is that's what you ought to say. This is your congratulations. This is your best year. I'm not about the canceled 2020 and what a crappy year this
y'all
is.
Y'all can cancel it and I'll take your blessing too.
I'm going to take it. I'm around with it because I got places to go. This ain't going to slow me down.
Amen, Joshua and Jennifer. That's for me. I lost my job in the school system and I'm excited for new doors of increase. Not only will you increase, but you'll probably work less.
Enjoy more time with the family.
So that you can enjoy your time.
I'm telling you, where there's a casting down, there is also a lifting up. But somebody's going to be lifted up.
Yes.
Who's going to determine that but you? So you better prepare yourself to be opportunity waits for nobody. When the opportunity arises, you better run with that opportunity. Don't stall. Don't get fear. Don't get fearful and scared about like what's to come. Move with the opportunity because when there's a casting down, there is also a lifting up. That's it, Christina. This is your best year.
The government aid bill was not passed. Okay. Because the Democrats are stopping it. They're halting it. The Dow
for
is
some
up.
Dumb stuff,
so,
too.
So dumb.
Like, what?
The Dow is up 1,600 points today. That's crazy. That's soaring. So listen, this is going to be your best year. I'm excited, guys.
This is going to be our best year. Congratulations.
Risa, I'm excited
Congratulations,
for you.
Congratulations, Daisha. Congratulations, Katarina.
Yes.
Congratulations, Dan and Janice Chung.
We
and
will
Joseph.
Build our church,
Joshua.
And the gates of hell will not prevail against it in Jesus' name.
Yep.
Thank you, Daisha. Yes.
Yep.
This
I'm
is the best
you.
Year.
Congratulations, everybody.
Go ahead, Dan. Dan Russell watching on YouTube. This is going to be your year. And this is wealth transfer time. I'm going to tell you what.
Congratulations, Todd.
In the end, there will be a massive transfer of wealth. From the hands of the wicked to the hands of the righteous.
Listen, Todd, you are like
Look
right on the same wavelength
Stacey,
as me because I was
Stacey
thinking the same
was just
thing.
Literally they dropped that at the same time. That was the Holy Ghost.
That was the Holy Ghost.
As a reminder that there is a transfer of wealth coming, okay? Set yourself up. Believe or choose to be the two that had
the good report.
And good report.
And let me tell you, for those of you that have been giving and are partners with this ministry, congratulations
well,
even more.
I will
because
say,
the people that are good stewards of what they've had in times where it's there's plenty, God is going to give you that. If you think for a second that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just, that just any believer who doesn't exercise giving and tithing and all that stuff is going to have their hand in that, you are absolutely wrong. God only yes. gives and to whom much is given, much is required. And that's true, right? That's
Love
not
you,
the,
Janice.
The thing that I wanted to say anyway.
Yeah.
But it's to what little you are given.
Yeah.
That scripture.
To whom little is
I saith unto thee, to whometh. will be given to the one with the most and the
that one. I don't know why I totally blanked out, but
because I didn't help the situation.
You trying to whom it, that was the best moment of my life.
Listen, I'll try to help the best as I can.
It's the thing of the talent.
The talents. To whom much is given, much is required. But then it says that then I will take from the one who produced the least and give it to the one who produced the most. Yes. He's not a socialist God.
That's it. And so if you were diligent, if you were obedient to give in a time of plenty, make no mistake about it that you are the one that God is going to entrust. So I want to say congratulations to everybody that's been giving and all the people that stay giving. You tithe to your local church. You give in a time where most people are hoarding and taking. Congratulations, because that you are going to be set up for something really wonderful. And so always remember that. Do your part to be a blessing to others, to love on other people.
Vilma just said, I have clients that have canceled, but to those that I have helped, I don't know what you do, they've given her up to $70 tip. Make sure that you tip the people around you. Be the light.
I ask for people's Cash App.
I over tip for sure. Because it's like, if you're going to, you know, step out and deliver groceries for me, not that, you know, you're in the category of those that are most susceptible. In fact, you're a young lady. I still think that that's honorable, and I choose to bless people. Choose to bless people today. Don't be stingy. That's yucky.
Okay, that's all I got.
Yeah, so, all right, cool.
All right. I love you guys. Tune in at 2 p.m. Jonathan has a live message for us.
Guys, what this is turning around, okay? This is turning around. You should be really excited.
Yeah, y'all need to pumped. Be. Stay in excitement.
Yo,
get the vision that God has for you and move towards that vision. Don't make plans of defeat. Don't make plans of negativity, whatever. You know, just stay with it. Stay the course. Stay in faith. You got this. In Jesus' name. We love you guys. Tune back at 2. Jonathan will be back for a message. See you later.
Hey, this is Jonathan Shuttlesworth. I want to thank you for listening to my podcast, or if you're listening to my wife's, thank you on her behalf. If you want to be more than just a casual listener and stand with us as we take the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ to our generation, go to revivaltoday.com and click Give Now and be a part of the 1,000 monthly partners that we're believing for. I have a special gift that I'll send to you today, and I'll say thank you in advance. Until next time, thanks for listening. See you later.